Call today.
Kicking off hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. Still sort of recovering from a website crash we had last week. Just about everything's back up and running with the exception, I think, of the amplifier credit card secured page. It is just not up at all. It's not like it's unsecured. It's just not there. So we're working on getting that back online for you. But otherwise, everything else is free and fun and freetalklive.com. So, Mark, last night we had quite a show.
It was an awesome show.
It was call after call after call. A lot of people calling in from a law enforcement forum where there'd been a bit of a conflict over the weekend. We had a variety of conversations covering everything from the war on drugs to weapons confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought one of the highlights was actually toward the end of the show, where we actually got one cop who started out saying that he supported gun rights, he supported the Second Amendment, and ended up saying that, well, under the right circumstances, he would follow orders to confiscate Americans' firearms.
Well, and yeah, the circumstances being something like what happened with Katrina. And, you know, the funny thing is...
Or whatever the emergency situation is.
You know, when it comes to those circumstances, that's when I need my gun. And,
yep.
You know, I understand that cops might be in danger because there might be criminals out there shooting at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I might be in danger because if there's criminals out there shooting at cops, they're willing to shoot at me, too.
Sure.
You know, if they're looting in the street. I don't know why people would be sticking around in New Orleans, Louisiana. I would have left my stuff and let the insurance take care of it and, mm-hmm. you know, may not have ever come back. The whole idea of living 10 feet under sea level seems pretty stupid to me. But I don't know why they were there, but they were, and it was their property, and they should be able to keep their guns on their property. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't.
The conflict has sort of continued throughout the day, as I've just been checking in periodically with their forum, and a lot of their people came over to the Free Talk Live forums and registered and got into some debates and conversation.
Good. That's what it's for. The BBS is for debate and conversation.
Right. And we haven't banned anybody. They've banned a number of our listeners from their forum, and that's fine. That's their business.
You know, there's this more cop party over there,
right.
And that's kind of how they see it. You know, we have our little cop section, and then we have the other section. So if you want to be really nice to cops, you can come to the other section. But if you want to disagree with us, you know, elsewhere.
Overall,
we're not for that.
Overall, everything everyone was pretty courteous to one another on the air and off the air. The sparks have been flying a little bit in the forums, but beyond that, I think we had some good conversations with people. But the one thing that the cops, the police, continue to come back to, and they always go back to this, is when we make an accusation or complain about them enforcing a particular law, like in the case of the war on drugs or confiscating guns. The excuse is always, well, I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Or it's a larger portion of that excuse is, well, the American people have voted on this. This is how
right.
the American people want it, and I am to do that.
If you don't like the law, you should go and change
mm-hmm.
it, say they.
You know, and I my opinion on that is we're not a democracy. The Constitution, which these police swore an oath to, it doesn't set up a democracy. It doesn't say the American people get to vote on anything, except for putting elected representatives in place. And then it puts in place a lot of strictures on those elected
representatives. What they can and can't do.
A huge amount. It doesn't put strictures on the American people. It puts the strictures on the elected officials.
But the problem is, and we've certainly talked to plenty about the Constitution, the problem is those strictures aren't worded very strictly.
No.
And they allow for interpretation, and therefore these big government judges and Republicans and Democrats are interpreting it to mean, well, times have changed, and now things just aren't the same as they were in the 1700s, so now
we should have
more government.
What we need to do is we need to have a public ceremony where we set the Constitution on fire. Because if it's not any good anymore, we shouldn't be living by it.
Yeah, but then Americans would get upset.
If this is the supreme law of the land, then we need to work by it. It's the rules or it's not the rules. But you can't say, well, we're pretending it's the rules, but we're not actually using them as the rules.
Well,
that's pretty darn confusing.
They're saying they're using them. They're just saying that all these searches and seizures are completely reasonable.
It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons and property and effects.
From unreasonable search and seizure. See, they're just going to say, well, you think it's unreasonable, but we, the government, believe it is reasonable.
Yeah. Well,
and you elected us here, so you know what? It's all your fault.
I didn't elect any of them.
That's what
there.
They claim. They claim that you played a part, you went and voted, and so that's it.
But the thing is this Bill of Rights guarantees me, it outlines my rights. Whether or not the government says I have those rights or not is superfluous. When the government says I no longer have rights, unless they've been taken away from me due to a crime, then all they're doing is they've become a group of thugs. They're a gang. Because that's what a gang does. A gang takes people's rights away. They, you know, take their property, they take their life, and those are the things they do. Once you start taking away my right, that's all you're doing. You're operating as a gang.
They're going to take offense to being portrayed in that way, because they'll come right back and say, well, you know what, if you hadn't voted for these people, they wouldn't have created these laws, and
but
we wouldn't be enforcing.
But I didn't vote for them.
Right, but somebody did, and that gives
somebody
it for
did
some
100
reason,
years ago.
Right, well, for some reason, because some people went out and voted for a bunch of bad politicians, that makes the laws that those bad politicians create A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't question the laws. Now, to be fair to them, some of them do, on their own personal moral system or whatever, they will make the decisions on an individual basis as to whether or not to enforce those laws.
Sure they do.
Okay, that I appreciate. I know there are some of them out there that are that way.
Thank goodness.
But what I'd like to see happen is for police officers to essentially judge the law itself before they decide to go ahead and enforce it. Because I think that the police officers are sort of empowering the politicians. The politicians know they have this group of cops out there that are going to do whatever it is, pretty much almost whatever it is they ask them to. And if the police were to just simply say, you know, as a group, basically come out to, you know, new law is passed, the police could come out and say, yeah, no, we're not going to enforce that law. That's a violation of the Constitution. We're sworn to uphold that. It's not just a violation of the Constitution, but a violation of individual liberty. And I think that we need to have police that care more about helping people than they care about enforcing the law, because that seems to be what they're all about. And yes, they are law enforcement officers, and I think that needs to change. I think we need to have peace officers, officers that exist only to assist when called to help somebody protect their property or their person, their life, from force or fraud by somebody else. They should be out there helping people, not enforcing dumb laws. It doesn't help marijuana smokers to arrest 700,000 of them every year.
All it does is helps fill the coffers of the local municipal governments. And that's really it.
Yep.
Hey, let's just make ourselves a little richer and confiscate your car, too, without a trial.
Mm.
I mean, now, back that one up.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on asset forfeiture.
It gets really complicated. The war on drugs has been going on for 30 years. Now, there's a lot more drugs out there and a lot more people pushing the drugs, so one could say it's the war on drugs that are, in fact, making drugs grow. I mean, the evidence it points in that direction.
Just a few moments before the show, you mentioned drugs and pushers. One of the guys on the law enforcement forums said, well, all we have to do is just kill all the pushers, and that'll solve the problem.
No, because then there'll just be more pushers. And then you just get to kill some more people, and then, you know, more pushers. And the fact is, all you're going to do is drive up the price.
And marijuana
is worth too much.
You don't have to understand economics to become a police officer. It's just not a requirement. But if they did...
Well, most Americans don't understand economics.
I know that. But if they did understand basic economics, they would understand that it doesn't matter how many laws they pass.
Even economists don't question the war on drugs like they should.
Yeah.
The fact is, people just accept that, well, drugs are bad, and I'm willing to go a little distance with you on that. I'm not willing to say just make a sweeping statement drugs are bad, but I'm willing to go a little distance with you. You know, drugs may be a speed bump on the road to success, but so is alcohol. Why in the world is marijuana illegal and alcohol is legal? I can't figure out one reason for that.
That's an excellent question.
I mean,
it has something to do with racism, the textile industry combined in the 1930s.
Yeah, it has a whole bunch of that stuff.
The cops can't, they don't even bother to care to look into the reasons why some of these laws were passed. Marijuana was passed because some people didn't like black people and Hispanic people, and DuPont didn't want any hemp competing with their textile business. It was a political thing more than anything else.
Yeah, you know, hemp Hemp's a great alternative to...
Well, we got an email in from one of the police officers listening to the show, and he's actually pretty supportive of what we're talking about. Plus, you've got something about how cops are not supposed to just do their jobs. We'll get into it. Your calls as well about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. And that includes the bulletin board system. We've got over 140,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting, and it's a lot of fun. There's serious issues being discussed there, fun stuff as well. You find it all, bbs.freetalklive.com, and like everything else on our website, It is completely free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Well, the police on the police forums continue to suggest that we just leave the country and go somewhere else.
Oh, that's always the backup plan.
Right.
Yeah, because America wasn't, you know, founded for freedom, and they don't have anything.
Well, they believe,
you know, they're not supposed to be securing that or anything.
Well, no, they believe they are free, and we're just a bunch of complaining whiners, so we should just leave.
Great. Now, and, then, if you're free, try to go across the border without, you know, a passport. Try to smoke a joint in your own home. You know, somebody would have to know about it.
Yeah.
Try to... There's just a variety of things that are illegal that shouldn't be.
It's ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
Yeah.
At least some states. In 49 of the states.
Try to drive a car without a seatbelt.
Well, these are some of the reasons why, no, we haven't decided to leave the country, but we have decided...
If I was free, I wouldn't have to pay taxes, because... That's just ridiculous.
We actually got into taxes today on the law enforcement forums. Somebody brought it up, and I suggested that, you know, I, of course, pointed out that it's wrong. It's violence. You're forcing me to pay taxes at the threat of taking my house. And, of course, these cops, who tend to have a conservative bend, one of them started talking about the fair share. And isn't that collectivist terminology?
Mm-hmm. Communism.
Fair share.
Pinko, socialist, Russian... Communism.
The suggestion, of course, is that I owe society a certain percentage of my income,
mm-hmm,
simply because I own property or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, no, I didn't consent and I don't agree to these rules. And just because I did vote doesn't mean that I wanted this. And it doesn't mean that people should be able to foist this violent
right.
system upon me.
You know, democracy. Let's look at democracy real quick. Democracy... It sucks. It's really
yeah.
crappy. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for dinner. And
yeah, well, the sheep's going to vote. I mean,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
please
yeah,
don't eat me. Please.
We're having grass for
yeah.
dinner. But the wolves say, let's have sheep.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. Now, if... And this is an example that I use on a pretty regular basis, and people don't seem to get it. I don't know. Maybe I've got to work on it a little bit. But if... Everybody in my community voted to take away all my money and all my property and give it to the poor people. And that's the sort of thing that people like to do. They like to take care of poor
sure,
people.
Sure.
And they think, whatever reason, I'm a bad guy. They want to take all my stuff away. They want to sell off my house and, you know, take all my property and give it to the poor people. Should they be able to do that?
Well, I don't think so.
You don't think so, but if you look at this whole collectivist mentality, this property tax concept, this, you know, the whole idea of taxes in general,
mm-hmm.
that's what people do think. They think that society, they think that all the people, that when they vote, that they can't possibly do anything wrong. But they can take my property away from me and give it to somebody else. This hasn't happened in American society, thank God, because we still have a little vestige of the Constitution, a vestige of the Bill of Rights. But the fact is, that's what democracy could very well give you.
It's true.
Why? As a matter of fact, why not? Shouldn't we be able to, you know, vote to cut off all the heads of all the black people?
I suppose you could possibly vote for that.
Why?
I obviously wouldn't. But.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. Clearly, there's a bunch of people around that don't like black people. There's probably communities in America where you could pretty much say anything about let's do something bad to black people.
And get support.
Would this be right? No, it's not. It's because democracy stinks. What's right is me having my rights as a human being.
Yes, life, liberty, and property.
We have to work together, in my opinion. We have to have police. I just don't think, I know you don't agree with me, I just don't think that, you know, we need this war on drugs. And
I think
the war on drugs has really messed up the relationship between police and the Americans.
Yeah,
now,
the police wonder why people come into their forum and are angry towards them.
Mm-hmm.
The police wonder why people spit in their food. The police wonder why people call them names. And it has a lot to do with the way they treat people. It has a lot to do with the laws that they are insisting on enforcing on others.
But it's they wouldn't be treating people if it wasn't for this war on drugs. They wouldn't be treating them in the manner that they do. It's created a hostility from the public. I mean, 60% of Americans have smoked pot?
No, it's like 30% that admit it.
30% admit it?
I think it's 50% of parents have admitted to it.
Okay, because we're cutting out the old people or
right.
something. I see.
And 30% of all Americans admit to it. But it's a tremendous, and the younger you go, the bigger the percentage is. You're talking about a tremendous percentage of Americans, 18 million pot smokers arrested in the past two decades.
Yeah, and, you know, people don't like the idea that they could be thrown in jail for what it is that they like to do.
Yeah, they might just resent that idea.
Most police do not like the idea of throwing people in jail for marijuana in general because they have smoked marijuana, know somebody who smoked marijuana. Shouldn't they be taking their girlfriend and tossing her in the clink if they know?
Well, they don't really give them a pass.
They're not going to do it. And
it's easier to throw somebody you don't know in jail.
I don't believe they're wrong for not doing it. I think they're right for not doing it. But they need to look at that and then realize, hey, I've got a double standard.
1-800-259-9231. We got to go to the phones. We're going to get into an email from a cop here in a moment. But yep. Jarvis is on the line, on the amplifier line. And Jarvis was waiting so patiently throughout a good chunk of the show yesterday. And I guess you just had to give up at some point. Jarvis, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it was one of the great shows yesterday. Probably your best English show in a long time. Certainly better than the last one about a so-called cult.
Yeah, so what's on your mind?
I wanted to go back to something from your Thursday and Friday where you were talking about flat-screen TVs with relation to Black Friday and stuff.
Okay.
And Mark said he was kind of thinking about getting one. And I just wanted to let people know about something that you're not going to find a lot in stores like Circuit City or Best Buy and stuff. I don't really understand why, but projector TVs get you a lot bigger screen for a lot better money. That's what I have.
When you say projector TV, you mean a front screen projector or a rear?
I mean something that you put the projector on the other side of the room and it's trying to go onto a wall. You can get a screen if you want.
I think those are getting more and more popular. I've seen them sold at Best Buy, and I think that you know they're certainly sold at the more higher end sort of home theater style stores. But yeah, if you really want a crazily big screen, projectors are the way to go. But don't the bulbs die out in those faster?
What's that?
Don't the bulbs die out in those faster?
I don't know. I mean, I've had mine for 3 years, and the bulbs still working fine. And they're much, much cheaper than the other kind of big screens, like the plasmas or the back screen projections and stuff like that. And you get a really good one for about $1,500.
Yeah, they're coming down in price, just like the flat screens are.
Are they
as
detailed? I mean, are they as crisp as some of these plasmas I've seen?
They are absolutely as crisp. The one thing is they're not quite as bright. Like they don't make their own light; they're a reflection off the wall. So you do need to, get shades to darken.
Yeah, you
got to
have a dark room for a projector, for sure. I see. And especially the further you throw and the bigger your screen, the less light you're going to need from the projector.
Right,
cool. Thank you for the suggestion, Jarvis. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. So just another option for those of you that might be shopping around for some home theater needs here this holiday season. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. People want to talk about juries and cops, and we got an email from a cop. This is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free lines. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live store is open for business, store.freetalklive.com, and I'm being informed by the man who runs the store, our very own Johnson, that the shipping is being done. Those who pre-ordered way back in, I guess it was August when we were doing the pre-orders, the products have been manufactured, they have come in, and Johnson went to the shipping location today. They will be shipping out either today or tomorrow via trackable UPS or FedEx. We decided to go, there was some sort of factor in there that allowed us to go with FedEx, which we couldn't do before. So either way, you're going to have a trackable order emailed to you, and you'll get your very nice products. In fact, Johnson told me...
I can't wait.
Yeah, he told me that he was really impressed, because we haven't seen him yet.
No.
He's down in Connecticut. He's moved up from Florida to Connecticut as sort of a halfway point to the free state.
He's in Connecticut now?
Yeah, he's in Connecticut, living with family. He's going to go to school for a little bit, and then he's going to come up here. But anyway, he's got the stuff all packaged up. He says it's really high quality stuff, and he's really impressed with all of the products. So looking forward to getting my hands on them as well, because he's going to ship a package for us too. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live T-shirts, hats, DVD classic archive sets, and more. By the way, point of information on the DVD classic archive sets. I had an error, one of our listeners asking about some of the old Free Talk Live promos, because we, from time to time, come up with like a 60-second promo for the show, and back in the day, in the original days of Free Talk Live, when we were just a local show, we had a whole bunch of promos back then, and some of those promos are on our website, but not all of them, and it's because the ones that I didn't put up on the site are sort of kind of too risque, like I didn't want program directors hearing those promos uh-huh. and thinking that that's the kind of show we are today, because it's not so much like that anymore, but all of the old classic promos, including the more risque ones, are on the DVD classic archive set. So that's just one of the other bonuses that you're going to get if you pick that up over at store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun to, let's see, Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hello, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
I had an interesting show last night.
Thanks. Thank you.
I just wanted to say I heard you guys talking about how police shouldn't enforce laws if they think they're wrong. I want to remind just your general citizens, just your concerned citizens, that they got a great power if they could put on a jury. And you have a marijuana case in front of you, all you got to do is vote not guilty.
Yeah, that is guilty. All you have to do.
It's called jury nullification, and it works. I mean, that's sort of how prohibition got stopped back in the 20s and 30s. But now the judges warn against it. They say, you know, you citizens down there beneath me are obligated to interpret the law, decide if these people have violated the law, and then come back with a guilty or innocent. They don't say anything about
right.
whether or not you think the law is right or wrong. I mean, they steer people away from that pretty heavily.
If you even so as mention it in a judge's courtroom, most of them are very unfriendly towards that idea, and you could possibly get a contempt of court charge for even bringing it up. But yes, if you are aware of the fact that you can nullify, then you still can nullify. It's just you got to be careful about telling the other jurors about that, because then you can be, I guess, charged with jury tampering, and who knows what they'll throw at you for that.
Right. I recently was on jury duty here in Illinois, and I didn't get to hear a case, but I was completely aware of jury nullification and how it worked. And as I said, all you have to do is simply say, no, he's not guilty. I don't think he's guilty. You don't say why.
Right.
You don't say, I'm trying to get rid of this law. Just say, I think he's not guilty.
But what happens when what do you say when the other jurors come back at you and say, well, wait a minute, there's evidence that shows that he had marijuana in his possession. I mean, he was caught with marijuana on his person. How can you say he's not guilty? It says very clearly here that the possession of marijuana shall be punished with a 5-year penalty or 1 year in jail.
You know, if you want to try to explain it, depending on your circumstances, go ahead. But if it was me and I was trying to nullify the law, just didn't think the law was right, I'm not going to say I just don't think the law is right. I'm just going to say I don't believe he's guilty.
You're just going to stand
maybe I think you yeah. You know, the best thing I could say is maybe it was planted on it by the police.
Mm.
Prove to me that it wasn't planted on him by the police. Or something to that effect.
Yeah, I kind of like just the standing firm. I mean, you're just going to frustrate him. You're going to hang the jury, and that'll be it. But then they'll just retry him, won't they?
I guess if enough people are doing it. I really don't know what the law states on that.
But really?
If you've done that, you've made your statement. And you've taken your stand. And if you're going to take responsibility, this is one way that an individual citizen can take responsibility for the laws of the land. If
he doesn't believe in that law,
it's a way that they can take responsibility for it.
Great point, Matt. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. I like it, and we're huge fans of jury nullification. I've even done FIJA outreach. That's the Fully Informed Jury Association, and you can go to their website at FIJA.org, which they finally revamped. It took them forever. They had this website that looked like it was made in 1998 and hadn't been changed up until this year, but I think they finally redone it, and it looks good. And it's an organization dedicated to getting information into the hands of potential jurors so they can educate them about jury nullification. Now, if it's more than just Matt or more than just you that's nullifying, for instance, if you nullify a case and then they retry the guy, and you don't have somebody nullify the next case, then it's not going to make much of a difference.
Mm.
But if you keep getting people on juries that are going to continually nullify and nullify and nullify, so it's really really important to outreach and to share jury nullification with as many people as possible so we can get people to do that. The other factor is that people need to take their cases to trial, because if people just plea out, then you'll never have the chance to nullify.
It's absolutely true. You know, this is... Jury nullification is a huge education project for the American people. I don't have much hope for it, quite honestly. And if I was on a jury, you can believe I'd do it. But how many Americans care?
Not many.
10%,
most of them don't want to go on a jury.
Right, 10%, and then, you know, they don't want to go. And essentially what you're looking at here is just trying to educate everybody about something they don't want to know about.
Plus, you got to get through the voir dire process. as well if you even want to be on that jury. Mm-hmm. And in that case, there's in the jury selection process is even hard to get through, because if you're even honest about your belief system to these people, depending on the questions,
right.
depends on where you live. There's different questions depending on where you live that they ask you as a potential juror. But one of the questions they do tend to ask is, are you a member of any clubs or organizations?
Right.
Do you what magazines do you subscribe to? And they want to look at you as a person and say, libertarian? No, we don't want him on this jury. Kick him off. And you know, then you've got the other people that respond to jury duty, the ones that are the crime fighters, the ones that want to go in there and convict people. Those tend to be the people that really want to go in there and do that. So they're going to be more likely to pick people like that on juries, which is why it's important not only to go and serve on juries when you're given the opportunity, or the draft, whichever one you want to call it, to go and serve, but also FIJA suggests that you withdraw your membership from any organizations that you have at that time, and then rejoin those organizations after your jury duty is over.
You know, it's my belief system that if somebody asks you a question that's none of their business, that you're allowed to lie to them.
Yeah, you could just say, I forgot. Oh, sorry, I forgot I was in these organizations.
You know, I mean,
if you really wanted to cover your butt, that's all.
People love to ask you questions that are none of their business. And, you know, oftentimes it can be one of those situations where if you say, well, I just don't care to answer that question right now, then the answer is yes or no. I mean, I don't know what I would have to come up with a scenario and explain it. But people know that there are circumstances where it's very difficult to say yes or no. You just have to lie in order to get your point across. And if the prosecutor wants to know what clubs I'm a member of, none of your business, pal. But that's only going to get me kicked off the jury.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. I think one of the most effective things you can do to spread the word about jury nullification, besides telling friends, is to organize a group of people to stand out in front of a courthouse during jury selection as the jurors are streaming into the courthouse and hand them Fully Informed Jury Association literature on a regular basis. Otherwise, you're not going to have much of an effect. More is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything, all kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th of 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And don't forget to visit Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com. All of the features there, we give them away. And that does include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site. Easy downloading, no membership fee, no jumping through hoops. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to the fun. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Oh, you guys are generous today.
Generous?
Yes, for letting me, I'm sorry I dropped.
Oh, well, okay, you're back. Well, nobody else would have known that you had dropped, Dave, had you not said it.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, thanks. Let's go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, anyway, I wanted to let you know that this, I guess this Time Magazine article that they did on the Free State Project maybe a month or two ago must have borne some secondary fruit because the South Korean Broadcasting Network, the TV network for South Korea, is doing a story on us this week.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Are they sending cameras over here from South Korea?
Well, not exactly. I think they have a bureau in Washington, or in New York.
I see.
And they're going to... one of their crews is going to come up. And apparently the thing that they're most excited about is guns. They want to see people with guns.
Can they not have guns in South Korea?
Correct. They have strict gun control there. I don't even think they're allowed to have them in their homes, which is just crazy, you know, because that's a country that's under nuclear threat. You know, they could have civilization taken away from them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And be down to, you know, fighting with sticks and stones, but they won't allow people to even have a firearm in their house.
That's amazing.
Maybe some mace.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, that'd be better. There's certainly no shortage of guns around here for them to take shots of, so, or to take video of, so I think they're going to have a good time.
That's true. Oh, and I found another good way to make use of a V mask.
V for Vendetta mask, yeah.
Well, what I like to do is I just make it into my driving buddy. I wrap it around the seat next to me so that it's facing, you know, the road ahead, just like I am. So anybody that drives by can see the V.
That's not a bad idea.
Looks like I'm driving with V.
Yeah, it's better than just hanging it up at home like mine are. They're just sort of hanging here in the studio, so that's a pretty good idea, Dave. I might do that in our vehicle.
Yeah.
So what else is on your mind? Anything else?
Well, there is some other stuff going on. It's kind of interesting. I went to Joel Winder's recount today.
Wait a minute. What? He won?
Yeah, he did. He won by a comfortable margin, but there was still a recount, mainly, I think, because some other candidates were contesting against other people besides Joel.
I see. So what, did you go just to, like, take a look-see at the whole process, or is that the point?
Yeah, I was just basically there to observe and get information. What we're trying to do is data mine some data from the whole thing and find out what we can learn from it to help with future elections.
Very good. Well, I'm sure more people will be winning here in the future in New Hampshire. And, Dave, we appreciate the call as always. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. The toll-free Packet 8 line, that's 1-800-259-9231. To, I believe this is Ansher in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
That's correct.
What's on your mind, Andrew?
Hello. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio. But my concern is it's extremely unusual at this point in time in the Middle East, this may be interesting to viewers, that the head of the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope, is in Turkey meeting with its leader. The Iraq president is in Iran right now. Bush and the prime minister of Iraq is in Jordan tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Cheney is in Saudi Arabia. It's a very, very unusual time for all of those leaders to be together all at one time, and I was wanting to know if
just
your listeners would like to call in. And
they're on the same subcontinent. That's not really together, is it?
But they're around in one big circle.
Uh-huh.
What's the relevance?
So the shape that they're in on the globe?
Well, the relevance is could there or is there something going down?
What would make you believe that something's going down exactly?
Well, it has to do something with our administration.
Or it could just be coincidence. Thanks for the call, Andrew.
Coincidences
appreciate it.
Don't happen.
Okay. Sure they don't. 1-800-259-9231.
I don't think that you can always look at something and just call it chance, but nor can you always look at something and you know, rule out the possibility.
Right. To say that coincidences don't happen
sure
is
they do.
Ludicrous. They happen all the time. I mean, that's why the word came up. Yeah, they made the word coincidence because coincidences happen.
And
it's not all conspiracy, Ansher.
Even if we did speculate on it, we're only going to be wrong because
right.
we don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just pure imagination.
And if someone else speculates on it, they're wrong too.
Oh, besides, even if we speculated on it and we were right, so? Then we were right. Woo, whoop-de-do. We're going to do like a Rush Limbaugh and pat ourselves on the back for the next 5 years? What's the point of all that? If something's going to go down, it'll go down, and we'll find out when it does, right? Because even if we speculate, and even if we are right, which is very unlikely, as you pointed out, then is it going to affect the situation? Is our speculation, is Free Talk Live speculation going to somehow stop it from happening? No.
Not really.
So, bring me something relevant. 800-259-9231. Like the emails that we got in here, Mark, let's go to the email about the cops doing their job. They just love to say, oh, we're just following the law. It's our job to enforce the law. Well, is it?
Well, Mike writes in, and he's mean to all of us. Overall, I don't think Ian and Mark are doing a very good job of zeroing in on the Nuremberg defense issue. They're doing a pretty good job of bringing up the Nuremberg just doing our jobs issue, but they're missing this. All executive branch officers are sworn to uphold the Constitution first, not statutes or court decisions. The reason that we have a separate branch, to execute the statutes is because the officers of that branch are required to veto any law that they deem violates the state or federal constitution according to their own understanding and conscience.
They don't give them Constitution classes. My old girlfriend's sister.
And if they did do that, they're fired. They're gone. Bam.
What do you mean?
Well, if a cop says, I'm not arresting somebody for marijuana anymore. Like, I've done that. All I'm going to do that, and I think it's wrong, and I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
You're out of here, pal. You're gone. Now, if
but they get
20%
fired
of the force. Yes, Ian. They
okay.
get fired for that.
They don't get fired for shooting the head off of a family dog.
That's because it's their job to shoot family dogs.
I see.
That's what their superiors want them to do. They want
following
them to bust
orders.
Into the house
gotcha.
And shoot the dog. I mean, it's sick and it's weird, but unfortunately, that's what they've got going. But if they were to say, no, I'm not enforcing marijuana laws anymore. I'm not comfortable with it doing it. They're out the door.
Hmm.
Now, if 20% of the cops did it, that'd be great. But I know that I don't trust 20% of the American people to stop paying income tax.
Sure.
So I'm going to continue to pay my income tax, even though I think it's wrong. And in the same way that, you know, police probably continue to enforce marijuana laws, even though they know they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really look at it as right and wrong. They probably just say, we shouldn't enforce them. But anyway,
The federal constitution and nearly all the state constitutions have Ninth Amendment type language, which retain to the people all other rights not enumerated in the bills of rights. Hence, police officers are sworn not to enforce drug laws because they violate individual rights guaranteed by the state and federal bills of rights.
Yes, but that would, again, that would require some sort of understanding of the Constitution, which, what do you think? 1% of America has some sort of an understanding of the Constitution? I mean, like, yeah, a real good understanding of it?
I don't think that...
I don't even claim to have a really good understanding of the Constitution.
I don't know.
I know it better than a lot of people.
I don't know.
But I certainly can't cite, you know, Article 2, Section 3. I can't cite what that says. I don't know it that well.
Well, it depends on what your understanding is, what your interpretation of the Constitution is. There gets to, you know, it gets to be a little muddy. It's obvious to me that the freedom and the liberty that this country was founded on were lost in the Constitution.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't do a good enough job of protecting those.
Right. Plus, even though the cops aren't taught about the Constitution, I mean, really, even if they were taught about the Constitution, they'd be taught about the Constitution from people who have an interest in the purveying the state,
mm-hmm.
who have an interest in having this big government continue on into the future. And so, because those individuals would be teaching about the Constitution, they'd just get bad information anyway. They believe that they would be taught that, well, the Constitution says it's okay to have no-knock raids. The Constitution says it's okay to have a war on drugs.
Well, somehow or another, the Supreme Court's rulings became synonymous with the Constitution, and the Supreme Court says it's fine and dandy to do no-knock
yep.
raids. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the Supreme Court justices just work for the same big authoritarian government that's out there, and
right.
the idea that they can rule what my rights are and what my rights aren't is ludicrous. My rights were endowed by my creator, not by these idiots up in Washington, D.C., nor their jackbooted thugs that enforce their laws.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet HL free line. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. If you're on hold, be patient. We will get to your calls. About whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Hour 2's on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Japanese